Well, bam. And you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad. Join me, won't you? I'm broader than Broadway. Come on, yes, I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm a diddling myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with Jess Hooyada. Hello from an 80-degree day here in good... Oh, geez, look, we got a friend. We got a friend here. I am on location. It's Get Wood on location. I'm sweating my titties off, but I'm so glad you're here. Hiya, Shwana. It's been a hell of a week, I tell you. How's everybody doing? Have you shifted past the Mercury retrograde? Have you shifted into this beautiful Venus, DeMilo? I don't know why. A lady with her arms cut off. Listen, I'm in a neighborhood in Brooklyn, and now I'm pretty much... I've now sat a pet in every part of Brooklyn except for Bushwick and East New York. So I'm schooled on the Brooklyn. Brooklynese, how you doing? He thinks who the fuck he is. You know, that kind of stuff is going on. But in this particular neighborhood, I am here in beautiful, gorgeous Sunset Park. Look, I'm trying to give you titties because I know, come for the titties, stay for the jokes. It's one of the taglines of Get Wood. I'm here in gorgeous Sunset Park, Brooklyn, which is mostly Mexican families. And it makes me think of my mom so much. It makes me think of growing up in Santa Monica. It makes me think of just, you know, that's my type. I love it. Everything's written in Spanish. Everyone's speaking Spanish. And I'm convinced that my mom, this would be like my mom's number one neighborhood ever. She would want to live here. I mean, it's quiet. You won't hear a siren while I'm recording today. Tonight, this is an evening time podcast tonight. Get ready, guys, gals, thems and theys. I am convinced my mom would be like, oh, Jesse, it's a gorgeous, tree-lined, quiet neighborhood, for sure. And all of that is great. But my favorite part of the action here is that it's mostly Mexican. And you know what? I get to speak my fluent Spanish. I get to be down with the brown. That's what my mother actually would say these things. I prefer the brown people over the white people. You know this, Jesse. I've told you your whole life that I do prefer children of color over you and your color. But my mom, you know, would probably say something like, I hate the word diverse. It's a neighborhood that all neighborhoods should be like. The original peoples, you know. Because my mom was, R.I.P. baby, poured a little out for that mamas. She was definitely a lady who was down. And she really enjoyed speaking any other language but English. She was fluent in Spanish, and she always told me that I also was fluent in Spanish, but I didn't know. I had no idea what she was talking about ever, really, in Spanish. I just came back from an open mic. I was at a mic earlier in the city, and I talked about it last week, but wow. I might be a glutton for punishment, guys, because it's so fucking depressing. Like, you can't believe, well, you can, because I'm telling you, but you can't believe the amount of ignorant and racist and sexist. I mean, it's absolutely horrifying. And I was, for a while, I was the only woman in the room with 11 young, Asperger-y, frustrated men, or boys and men, most of men, ABC, BBD, and thank you, that was for you, and it was really intense, but I did get through a bit that I've been trying to work out And it's a and it's hard because it's as I like to say, it's very it's trending right now. The topic is trending. The people, they're talking about it. The things are getting, you know, written up about it. There's media coverage, and I'm just trying to figure out a funny way to talk about sex trafficking. And because, look, they didn't call it that when I was a kid. When it happened to me, it was called your friend's mom's grandma, your friend's grandma pimps you out. That's what it was called when I was a kid. And you certainly didn't get paid out millions of dollars. I know I sound resentful and I've talked about it before. However, tonight I was on stage and I said, I don't know, how do you make it funny that I was a hot toddler? Hot toddler. Oh, man, it killed. And they were like, there, you found it. That was it. You made it work. And that was it working. Yeah. So, and I also talked about how the guy moved here for Bad Lieutenant, you know, and the host tonight was a guy who was, a Gen Xer as well. And he did a bunch of references, like movie references. And the first one he did, he goes, and they were Asian. They were Asian. And I said, was that from Cable Guy? Is that from Cable Guy, that reference? And he goes, I don't know. I think so. And I was like, oh, Gen X, we're really kind of out of it a lot of the time. But you know what? I enjoy us a lot. And I enjoy you so much, my solo dolo sweet friend. I wrote some stuff down, and I'm gonna talk about it. But the thing is that I'm gonna have to admit to you right now, at the beginning of this show, 7 minutes in, is I forgot to bring my notebook with me to come over here to Sunset Park to the cat house. So I am, as the kids say, I'm raw dogging it. Yeah, I got no safety nets, no nothing. So what's it gonna be, Jessica Wood? I really enjoy the cat. I'll tell you this. I'm really liking the cat situation. If you recall, I had done a cat before. yes, I'm free balling. Thanks, Sean. I'm free balling, and I'm freewheeling, and I'm freestyling, and I'm really enjoying the cat. I have to say, the cat, her name is Barbara Jean. And when a person names an animal a human name, it's just nothing warms my heart. You know, it's just wonderful. And I know people that have animals named animal names, and then their nicknames for their animals sound like human names. So, yeah. Oh, I know. I wrote down this idea. Oh, here I go. I did write down some things for you. Oh, wow. Look at me. Notes and notes and notes and notes. But the cat, I'm going to continue on the cat stuff. I haven't had a cat of my own in quite some time. And if you remember, I did cat sit in Greenpoint in the summer, I guess, last year, the end of the summertime. And one of the cats attacked me. Oh, yeah. I look like a lion had attacked you. That was a joke that I used to do about wearing. One day I was wearing these really ripped jeans and I was walking around New York City. And in New York City, a lot of times you get catcalled and you get really interesting catcalls and really funny catcalls. And I was wearing these ripped on purpose jeans and this guy like appeared out of nowhere. He like jumped in front of me and he goes, yo, it looked like you had got attacked by a lion. I just thought that was delicious. Anyway, I love this cat because it's not attacking me like the last cat did. And also, she leaves me be, Barbara Jean. And guess what she's reminding me of, everybody who I love, who I want to impart this wisdom to, the cat wisdom. So, you know how a lot of us, I won't put it on you, I won't put my shit on you, but a lot of us struggle with codependency and putting things and people and situations before ourselves, which can lead to unhealthy resentments, I think. And so because it's so hard to just let go of codependency and we have to just practice and be nice to ourselves as we practice along, I realized the other night, last night, I went to work and I worked the amount of physical work that I do at that job is, it's really for a person half my age, guys. No, I don't even know if it's so much age as it is. I don't want to deal with that much at one time. I just don't. I don't think at any age, I can tell you honestly, I never have liked being just so busy to the point where I can't have a drink of water. I can't go pee. I can't take a bite of food. Like, for 9.5 hours, just straight, just no fucking breathing. And that'll cause someone to get a little cranky and upset. And so I, upon arriving home, because I knew that I hadn't fed the cat in since the morning time. And here I am, here I come to the cat house, and it's like midnight. So I'm unlocking the door and I hear the cat screaming behind the door, rawr, rawr, rawr. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, she's totally, you know, the empty bowl, and she's fucking starving. And I'm like, I'm a bad cat sitter. And I had all this guilt going on, guilt. And then I open the door and I go over and I grab the food and I throw a thing in the bowl, and she doesn't even go to the bowl. She just wants to hang out with me and like cuddle and nuzzle. You know that she's staring at me this whole time, and cuddle and nuzzle into me and just purr and flop on her back and have me rub her belly. Like, it was such a good lesson for me, because it was like, look, you had to go and do your thing, of course. And the owners knew what my schedule was, and there was never any pressure. You're not going to leave the cat alone. The cat's not going to die if it doesn't have its food for a few hours. But what does it need more? Love. Oh my God. Yo, I know I found this love to be more, it just had more weight to it than the codependency went right out the door. And I was like, you know what? I don't need to worry about it. I don't need to worry about it. She does have another spirit. She may have a human spirit in her who's taking care of you. Oh, I love that. Thanks. I love that. It has been really, really active here. I have to say, I haven't been able to sleep. And it's like the quietest place that I've been since Albuquerque. And I can't really say why I haven't been able to sleep. This old Tom Waits lyric keeps going through my head, where he sings, and you take on the dreams of the people that have slept there. And I just feel, I don't know why I have such an intense connection to that line. I don't know. Anyway, I went to see some art be talked about, and I was talking to you all about the art that I saw in Chelsea. It was photography from the old Chelsea Hotel of the people, the tenants that lived in the old Chelsea Hotel, which it's really, really amazing to see the history of the people that had lived in there, and this guy that got them all to sit for him. Excuse me. There's thunder outside. There's thunder. There's thunderstorms all day. It's been raining on and off, and it's 80 degrees. So really, I'm in Puerto Rico already. Did I tell you I was going to Puerto Rico? Yeah. Anyway, let me stay on one thing at a time. So just go with the love, guys. Just go with the love. I can't sleep, and I don't know what it is. Perhaps it's hormonal. Friends, ladies, anybody? Anyway, I found my little note here, and I was talking about trying to make sex trafficking funny and pimped out. Oh, it was called Pimped Out when I was a kid. And then I was thinking, ooh, a new TLC show, Pimp My Kid. Shauna, you might have been an inspiration to this, because my friend Shauna here in the chat had sent me a picture of her granny cart that she had pimped out. That's right. Beautiful blue color. And she said, exhibit's got nothing on me. Pimp my cart. That's a big shout out. That was a lot of love right there. Pimp my kid. Because TLC also had toddlers and tiaras. Do we remember that? I was so into that. I don't know why I was into that show. I think it's because I was watching the parents. You know, the parents were a real shit show in that one. I'll tell you what. Woo! Pimp my granny cart. Yeah. So hot toddler. I'm sticking with it. Let's talk about some shows, because I have to tell you, I am so intrigued. What is all the bruising? A lot of bruises from work. If you're watching the video, I'm completely bruised all the way up my forearm because I'm slamming, you know, bottles of liquor down, and I'm pulling them up, and I'm pulling open this fucking blender that sticks because nobody wants to wash the fucking thing. I just can't. At the bar, I don't want to feed people booze anymore either, okay? I don't want to feed people poison. I don't want to feed people booze. I don't need people. I've argued even with people at my fucking job, at my patrons. I don't mean coworkers. I mean these stupid asses that are sitting there like, ugh, crying into their fucking beer. I got no time for it. Ain't nobody got time for that. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. So let's chat about a little watchy, watchy, watch. Hi, Albo. Look at, I got my Venice people here today. Santa Monica, Venice, and then there's me, sleeping with the enemy. Hollywood. Anyway, watching Baby Reindeer. Watched it, finished it, binged it, couldn't sleep, cried, laughed, was intrigued, was actually inspired. This gentleman, if you don't know the story, which I hope that you're reading up on it, I hope that you're watching it. It's so fucking deep. It's on the surface, it doesn't seem that deep, but it is about a comedian gentleman from UK who also works at a bar. It's a little close, except he's a prop comic. I don't ever bring a suitcase of props on with me. If I do ever do that, take me in the back field and fucking put one in me. You know what I'm saying? Listen, an essay's never essayed me. And so he is a comedian. He works at a bar. A woman comes into the bar and she's sad, and he gives her a cup of tea on the house, and that fucking starts it. The insanity. Stalking. And this is a real story. This is his real story. This guy's fucking true story of getting stalked. He also had an incident with a man who was like a famous writer, director guy, creative. And what it boils down to, y'all, is it is a fucking beautiful study on the human ego. Yeah, Baby Reindeer is, I think, if it all boils down to it, it's about not wanting to pay attention to red flags because your ego is getting stroked. Do you know what I'm saying, folks? I know you do. It's like, I could talk about it. I could put it in comparison with the pirate and say that when I was with the pirate and he would like go out on me, I kept dealing with him because he would always come back and be like, you're my number one. You know, he would get me with like these like ego, you know, my ego would be stroked. Even when I got love bombed, remember the last guy that he love bombed me, but that's just like a real good play on the ego, you know? Oh, this girl seems like she might need to hear that, you know, she would be great at this club, or she's so pretty, or whatever the fuck we all think that we need to hear. And they're saying it. And then we just ignore all the red flags. We just keep ignoring the red flags. And let me tell you something, this shit gets wild. This show is intense. It's frightening. It's hilarious. It's sad as fuck, but it is so well done that I was really inspired. And it started as a one-man show, which when you watch it, you go, yeah, it fucking did. Yeah, it totally did. And it was really reminding me a lot of, do you remember Chaz Palminteri? Remember his Bronx Tale movie, A Bronx Tale? So he was, you know, if she really likes you, she'll lean over and she'll, you know, unlock the door for you. Yeah, the ego is a hell of a drug, Miss Lady. It is insane. And I think the ego gets the better of me when I go to these open mics. I'm thinking to myself, there's a small part of my smaller self and ego who says, oh, I can't believe you're going to these open mics. You're like a professional. You should go out and fucking all these kids. They've only been doing it many years. How about that I love to get up on stage and I love to have a good time and I love telling jokes into the microphone and I love all that shit enough to put my ego aside and go, yeah, no, doesn't matter. I'm okay. Okay, so now I'm thinking this might be fireworks that I've missed out on because the booming is like, it's constant. It's not like, and then there's something, but it's like, kung, 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 kung. Another reason to love Sunset Park, y'all. I don't know what it is. Now it just sounds like we're getting bombed. Because there's like, it sounds like wind, but also booming. But it's so quiet in this neighborhood that it doesn't make any sense to me right now. Should I be filling the tub with water in case of emergency? I mean, really? I was just on the train coming back here to do this from the city, and these white boys were on there, these two boys. They couldn't have been more than 16, and they were stoned out of their minds. This is the thing. Like, I love weed, and I do love being stoned a lot of the time. Well, not as much as I used to, but I do still engage. And I've been reading about, I want to talk to you about the psycho effects they're saying. Now, do you think this is conspiracy and that they just want to get rid of weed? Or do you think that, add bubbles, or do you think that it's real, that this weed is so good? I mean, you all are Gen Xers as well. You used to smoke the seeds and the stems and the fucking Mexican brick weed that we would get. But then there was the beautiful hydro indica that came along. And now they're just like strains upon strains upon strains. And sometimes I'll take a hit of something and just feel like, whoa, am I hallucinating? You know, no, I've never hallucinated on weed, but because I'm fucking hardcore. Because you're not hardcore until you live hardcore. And the legend of the rent was way hardcore. I'll school of rock you. I will. I'll school of rock you because you're the bee's knees. The bee's knees. That's right. So get out of your ego. Get into what you love. You know? Fucking do it. Dat. Also, take care of your guts. I did start to watch the gut health thing. I started to watch Shogun. Loved it. I just couldn't keep reading. Do you know? I feel so dumb to say that. And I don't want to call myself a name, but man, there's a lot of subtitles in there. I told you I was watching it last week. I tell you, when I don't have my notes, it's really hard to tell you what's happening here. I will say this, though. I'm doing some self-care over here at the Cat House. I am, I've walked around this hood. It's an amazing hood. Every bodega takes to EBT. That's my idea of a good neighborhood. Every bodega takes EBT. No tolerance. The 70s people thought our weed was strong. So you're saying they don't have tolerance now. Nobody has tolerance now. So they need to smoke more is what you're saying. Well, the kids, apparently these strains are so, so strong that they're saying kids are getting psycho, like that it's making kids psychopaths. And I say to these people, what about the thing about like there's no more music or art at school? They don't even have PE at school. So really, are the kids going psycho from the weed? Or are they going psycho because they finally get let out of their fucking school and they can get into the street and they can smoke a little something and actually feel like they're in the moment and living as hard as they possibly can in that particular moment? That's what I would like to talk it up to as your host tonight and your weed connoisseur. Meow, meow, meow. Anything over 25% THC is all chemicals. See, I love you guys. This is, you know, it's a small group, but it's a fucking mighty group in here. Smart about weed, smart about the ego, love, love, and more love. Goddamn locals only is what I'm trying to say. And if you're listening to me right now and you're not on the audio and you're just listening to the pod, well, first of all, thanks for listening. Also, you should really follow these amazing people, and they're all the folks that I have on right now at this moment are fantastical. I've got Memorial Highway, and Memorial HWY is his tag on Instagram. I've got Horny Toad Band. That's right, Horny Toad Band. Fucking band kicks ass. Ska band? Yeah. What do you think? Pick it up, hit. Pick it up. What? Pick it up. Ha! And then I have Shell's General Store. Now, Shell's General Store, did you like crafts? Are you a crafts person? Did you like to buy things locally made that are adorable and fucking cute and happening and hip? I don't know, candles, stickers, earrings, anything interest you? All of it? Go find her. She's got an Etsy shop. Go see Horny Toad Band play. Go see Memorial Highway play. These are bands that are killer and are on the, they're on here, and you can go watch their stuff. Oh, look who just joined, the Stoop Kid. Okay, you know what, we got a fucking, this is a nice little group. I'm gonna say it, and I'm gonna mean it, and I thank you so much. Hey, guess what I'm gonna do with my last few minutes? I know, can you believe there's only a few minutes left? Listen, you're listening, and I'm gonna tell you even more. I am so thrilled and excited beyond for the next few shows that I have coming up that are booked in the books, that I just am so excited. And also, yeah, I kind of skirted over the fact that I'm going to Puerto Rico on May 14th, but you can't come and rob the house because people live there besides me. Anyways, none of you are robbers. I am going to PR, and I have not been there for over a decade. And the last time I went with my ex who was a surfer. And so we went immediately to Rincon, which is the side of the island that is only for waves, for surfers, for surfing. And when I was there, very not gentrified, which was great because it was all still very real and, you know, very skinny dogs and dilapidated palm trees and killer waves, bro. So this time, I'm really excited to go. I'm going to an island off of Puerto Rico called Vieques. Vieques. I'm not saying it correctly because, like I told you earlier, my mother was the fluent one in Spanish. Jesse, at least you could try. I am trying. So I'm going to Vieques, and I'm very excited to visit with my friend who I haven't seen in a while. And she has a house. She has a dog. And she's walking distance from, I'm sorry, excuse me, one of the beaches. One of the beaches. Are you fucking kidding me? So yes, I'm so grateful and I'm so fucking blessed. And I realized how blessed I was when I made this ticket, when I bought this ticket. And also you could say, Jess, weren't you just in Europe in December? And weren't you just in Arizona and New Mexico just like a month ago? Yes, all those things are true. But in December in Europe, remember, I was traveling, but I was working. Yeah. And then remember in Arizona, I was traveling, but there were dead things that I had to go and deal with. Yeah. And Albuquerque, I just went to like settle, you know, let the dead kind of settle into me. And that sounded weird. It sounded very necrophilia. I didn't mean that. Anyway, then I get to go to Puerto Rico and I get to lie on a beach and just lie there. And I think I can perform when I'm there. I think there's a venue that I could probably sneak a little stand up into and they wouldn't mind. Cause they can't. Here's the thing, y'all. The more I do the mics every night, and like every night I'm not working, I go out and I do a mic. Guess what? The more I fucking love it and the more I can't stay away from it, and the more I'm like, oh, I need to do that. I remember once when I told my mom, oh, the comedy, it's my favorite thing to do ever in life. And she goes, oh, really? I'm afraid you might be addicted to comedy. And I said, well, what do you want me to be, addicted to heroin again? And she goes, oh, God, Jesse, you were addicted to heroin? I was like, I'm so glad we know one another. So Yeah, so I'm really excited to go to PR, but I'm even more excited because it's this Friday, the 3rd of May. New York Comedy Club, 7 p.m. I'll be there. I hope you'll be there. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to do a tape. I'm just so excited. And so May 3rd, Friday night, 7 p.m., New York Comedy Club, the original, the OG Comedy Club up on 24th Street. And then May the 4th be with you. And then I have to go to the shit show called my bar job on Cinco de Mayo, which is just not even a fucking real holiday. I mean, I have people in here right now that know that shit is some bullshit American made up. Let's get drunk and fucking Coronas, y'all, you know, kind of deal. I forget that I'm on camera and I have something in my eye. I just can't. So, but I will. And you know what? Let them pay me. I get some money in that Cinco. And So I'll be doing that. But May 3rd, this Friday, 7 p.m., New York Comedy Club. Then, starting June 9th, Sundays, Coney Island Storytelling is back. Stories by the Seashore, that's right, in the Coney Island Museum, 7 p.m. on Sundays. I am so excited. I'm just thrilled. And I'm booking the first month, June, right now. And we're going to have a theme that's lightly sprinkled throughout. And it's called Brooklyn. That's right. The name of the theme is Brooklyn. And so what I want you to do is to come down and hang out. And if you want, you put your name in the bucket. And if you get chosen, you get up on stage and you get 5 minutes to tell your story about Brooklyn. So I'm really excited. And I already have a couple people that are booked. One guy from the Sideshow Theater, who is hilarious. He did my show last year. And he's really funny. And a couple other comedians. And so I'm really excited. So June 9th, Coney Island Museum, 7 p.m. Sunday. Okay. But first, Friday, May 3rd this week, come and see me at New York Comedy Club. Because if you could come see me at a real club instead of these like basement shindigs, which I'm also grateful to go to the gym. That's what I call it, my little comedy gym. And I guess that's it. Barbara, did you want to say anything? Barbara's here. Barbara is here. Okay. Barbara Jean, thanks for reminding us that it's all love and it doesn't have to be all about codependency. Did we have a good time? I did. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'm so glad that I could talk about Sunset Park, baby reindeer, the ego, cat sitting, pets names being human names, and most of all, hot toddler. That I was a hot toddler. Okay. I love you guys so much. Please don't hesitate to share the show. Please don't hesitate to tag me at Get Wood. And please tell your friends all about it, will ya? I know tonight was just a special little pop off because tomorrow I gots to go and do all kinds of shit that it ain't so riveting, you know? But I love yous and I'll see you next Tuesday. That's right. Okay. Please take care of yourselves. Take good care. Don't do anything that you don't want to do. And keep doing great. You're doing fantastic. If all you're doing is what you're doing and it's you're passionate about it and you're having fun, that's what's up. Keep it up. Keep up the good health. I love you. I'm going to see you next Tuesday. Bye. Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye, 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 bye.